Chapter 3. Many people in Lilliput didn't like me. They wanted me to leave. They made a plan to get rid of me. I was getting ready to go and see the king of Blefuscu. It was night. There was a knock at my door. It was a man. I remembered him. He came to warn me. The door was locked. My servants told any visitors I was sleeping. They didn't let anybody in. "Your life is in danger. The admiral is your enemy. He wanted glory in war. You took it from him. The treasure is your enemy. He thinks you are too expensive. There are others too. They have papers that say you are guilty of treason and other crimes," he said to me. He gave me a copy of the papers. Article 1. High treason. Touching the queen and the royal children during the fire. Article 2. High treason. Telling the king you did not want to make the Blefuscu people into slaves. Article 3. High treason. Being friendly to the ambassadors of Blefuscu. Article 4. High treason. His journey to Blefuscu is a cover. He has permission from the king, but he is going to help the king's enemies. There were other crimes. The treasurer and admiral asked the king to kill me by setting fire to my house at night. The general asked to shoot me with poison arrows. Others wanted to poison my food. The secretary didn't want me dead. He told the king to take out my eyes instead. The king agreed, but the other men weren't happy. The treasurer told the king to starve me to death. "The secretary's coming to see you in 2 days. He'll read the list of crimes. He'll tell you that the king will make you blind," the man said. The plan to make me die of hunger was their secret. I was angry. I thought about breaking the city by throwing stones at it. But I decided it was a bad idea. I wrote a letter to the secretary. I told him, "I'm going to Blefuscu today." I didn't wait for a reply. I swam to Blefuscu. The king met me there. I was there for a few days. I saw a rowing boat out at sea. I swam out and pulled it to shore. It was a good rowing boat. I decided to leave Blefuscu and Lilliput to go home. The king of Lilliput wrote a letter to the king of Blefuscu. The letter told him to send me back in 2 hours because I was a traitor. The king of Blefuscu refused. I put food and water in the boat. I took live sheep and cows. I had lots of food for my journey. I set sail. I saw a ship and went towards it. The ship was an English ship. They were going to England. I hid the sheep and cows in my pockets. The captain asked me where I was sailing from. I told him about Lilliput and Blefuscu. He thought I was crazy. I gave him some gold. I showed him my sheep and cows. In England, I made a lot of money. They paid me to show my sheep and cows. I sold them for £600 before I went on my next journey. We set sail with some cargo to sell. We left England in June. We were at sea for 9 months. There was a very bad storm in April. The ship didn't sink, but when the storm was over, we didn't know where we were. We still had food, but there was no water. We saw an island. We didn't know its name. We rowed ashore to find water. I walked along the beach to explore. I found nothing. I walked back towards the boat. I saw the crew in the boat. They left without me. They were rowing back to the ship very fast. I was going to shout to them. Then I saw a monster. It was following them. I turned and ran away. I found a road which led to the hills. It went through a field of barley. There was a 40 feet high hedge around it. There was a stile to cross the hedge, but it was too big for me to use. The first step was 6 feet high, and the second was 20 feet high. I looked for a hole in the fence. The farmer came to his field. He was a giant. He had 6 men with him. They carried tools to harvest the barley. One of them was about to step on me. I cried out. He knelt down and picked me up with his thumb and forefinger. The farmer took me back to his house. He had a wife, children, and a grandmother. His wife made me food and drink. I ate and drank. It was very good. His wife looked pleased. They made a bed for me. I went to sleep. I slept with my pistol in my hand. Rats were moving around in the night. I woke up with 2 on my bed. They were as big as dogs. I shot one. The other ran away. I waited for a little while and then went back to sleep.